Welcome to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life is sponsored. The views expressed do not reflect those of KRDO staff and management. And now, here's your host, Robert Stanlick.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Money for Life show. Robert Stanlick here along with Mary Thorne, who is with
Certainty Home Loans.
HomeLoans.com. And wanted to talk a little bit. I was just listening to a conversation you were having with a client on there. Tell me, what are the calls that you're getting right now? Is it people looking for new property, first-time home buyers? What's kind of the hot thing right now for the market?
The hot thing for the market today is almost anything, Robert. We have calls from people wanting to refinance their current residences to take cash out to improve or do repairs or remodeling, as they are thinking the location where they're at is great, and looking in the market to move would cost them more money and they wouldn't be able to afford it. So the market has so tightened by the lack of inventory that people are looking at their equity more so than they have before.
And with interest rates starting to creep up, are people freaking out that I'm going to be in this house forever now?
Some of them are getting to the point where they're saying, I am going to be in this house forever because I don't want to spend $300,000 on a house that my home is worth that right now. And going forward, I can't buy something better than where I am. But yeah. I could remodel it or repair it or add a bathroom or update the kitchen.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm in that boat. I look at this every day and I go, where would I go? And if I was in the corporate world, I got to thinking the other day, what if I was asked to move? I mean, how big of a kink could that really mess your lifestyle up if you had to pack up and move into another hot real estate market?
Well, and our market being hot is really just low inventory and increasing prices. The interest rates have been, I'll say, going up little by little, a titch at a time. So this week we're up a titch. We're back up to about 4.5 on a conforming 30-year fixed. And last week we're at 4.375. And 6 months ago we were at 4. But we are still in a good low rate environment, but it is continually going up, consistently going up, I guess I should say.
And it is something to watch. So if you're out there and you're going, geez, you know, maybe I would like to remodel, step something up somewhere with my existing property, Mary can help you out with a refinance loan, or what else do you call them?
Well, we call them refinance.
Okay.
We call them either rate, term, or cash out. And sometimes we will find out that we may recommend the client to get an equity loan or an equity line at their bank instead of doing a refinance with us because we have closing costs.
Well, and it's also, I mean, we've had so many people refinance that most people have been in their house 10 years but have 27 years of house payments to go.
And we have seen a lot of people refinance, and actually I'm seeing more refinances in the last 60 days, even though we're told we're in a non-refi market, because of people reevaluating where they're at. And we're a very conservative area. El Paso County, Colorado Springs is very conservative with their money. But we are still seeing first-time home buyers. We're still seeing the move-up buyer selling a house or retaining a property and renting it and going forward and buying a new home. We're seeing everything.
What we've been talking off the air about down payment assistance and different programs like that. What do you have to offer for that first time buyer?
So down payment assistance does not necessarily mean you have to be a first time home buyer. In today's market, you can actually own a home and still get down payment assistance as long as that home you own is not your owner-occupied property. The down payment assistance in Colorado, we have CHAPA, which is Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. They loan statewide. They can give you either a 4% grant or a 5% second. And what that means is they take either 4 or 5% of the loan amount and either grant it to you with no strings attached or put it on as a second trust deed against the property. They're really great programs. Only downside is they're about a point higher in interest rate. But today, CHAPA's second trust deed is at 5.25. So for 5.25% interest rate, you can get 5% towards your down payment and closing costs on either a conventional or FHA loan.
I imagine there's a lot of people out there going, all right, how do I get this? If you'd like to get in touch with Mary, you can visit our website, moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, and all of Mary's contact information is on there. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 400-6521, 400-6521, and we'll be happy to get back with you on that. What other things does a first-time buyer or somebody wanting to trade up, what do they need to be looking for? You were talking to somebody about, geez, your insurance quote seems very high. Here's a couple places to go.
For qualifying and looking at buying up, it's always good to get pre-qualified so you really know where you're sitting in today's market. I was just on the phone with someone that their flood insurance quote actually seemed very high. It was over $3,200 a year. And different agencies, as in different even mortgage companies or banks, have different rates they charge. So from an insurance company standpoint, we always recommend that you get a few offers, call a couple companies, call a couple brokers, and at least get more than one quote, just as you would want to do from a mortgage company. You'll want to make sure that the quote for interest rate and fees is comparable and that you really do compare the whole transaction.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there being advertised, no closing costs, no this, no that. Aren't they basically just wrapping it into the interest rate?
Yes. If you have a company that says they have no closing costs, you have to remember you never get something for nothing. And the closing costs would be increasing the rate. So, for instance, today we may be at 4.5 with a 1% origination fee. In comparison, we could be at 4.75 with zero costs. But that zero cost means there's just not an origination fee for your interest rate. You will still have title closing costs, you'd still have the down payment, and you'd still have the other required closing costs for reserves, insurance for a year, and your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, here's a little dirty secret when it comes to buying cars. If you go to a car lot and they say, you tell them you want to use XYZ bank or credit union, oh, we use them. Well, they're typically going to mark it up 0.25% to 0.5%. And sometimes they give the dealership a better rate than the consumer would going in, so it nets out to the same. But money is being made when they're saying that there's no closing cost or anything in there as well. So it is worth checking out and talking. And, Mary would be happy to talk to you if you're in the process just to double check to make sure that you're okay. Again, 400-6521, if you'd like to talk to her about that. We were talking about my stepson and his wife. They were looking at buying a place that was going to go into foreclosure. The appraisal came in really stupid, and I don't know whether it was something intentional, but is there still problems with appraisals like there was in 2010 and 11 with everything just coming in ridiculously low?
Appraisals and appraisers have been under the same scrutiny and government legislation and requirements that mortgage companies came under in the last 10 years, as well as financial planners, accountants, and anybody else that's really dealing with the consumer with money. So from an appraisal standpoint, we haven't seen a lot of poor appraisals because the appraisal industry is now being held to a higher standard of education and ethics, licensing, and they're also looked at every day by the CFPB, which lenders are also. from the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, who wants to make sure the consumer is getting a good deal. Sometimes they go a little overboard, and rightfully so, but the paperwork involved to document compliance with all the new laws is what is mainly hurting the appraisal industry.
Yeah, and that seemed to take a lot longer.
A lot of good appraisers have gotten out of the industry because they are required to do more for less.
All right. Well, if you would like to talk to Mary, you can visit the moneyforlifeshow.com website. That's money, F-O-R, lifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. Or give us a call, 400-6521, 400-6521. Some of the other things that you have to offer now is the reverse mortgage. Have people started to warm up to that, or is it still kind of in the pre-informative thing and people are kind of putting their back of their mind of, well, maybe one day?
Reverse mortgages have been around for a really long time, but they were not regulated to be beneficial for the consumer as much as they are today. So the current legislation that has come out with the reverse mortgages that are insured by the Department of Housing and Urban Development are much better for the consumer. Basically, if you have 50% equity in the property, you can only pay your taxes and insurance payment for the remainder of your life living in that house. And your payment can actually go to be taken out of your equity. That's on a refinance. On a purchase, you can put 50% down, take your equity from a current home, put your equity down on another loan, and still only pay those taxes and insurance if that's what you're looking to do.
So you can do a reverse mortgage on a new purchase.
Correct.
So you put 50% down, and then basically you don't have any payments then.
Except your taxes and insurance.
Huh.
If that's how you want it structured.
Yeah. Because most people think of it as, well, I'm going to get money out of my house. It's going to pay me a check to help offset expenses. But they are stopping the mortgage, too, because they're paying off any balance that you might have as well.
Correct. And you can take money out like you were just relaying. And that's a whole different topic. But there's a lot of new good information and benefit from a reverse mortgage.
Well, especially now if we're getting closer to a top or we're at
with
a higher
baby
point.
Boomers.
Yeah. So it's something you don't want to do a reverse mortgage after a market crash or correction. You want to do these things at the top so that 50% equity is a lot bigger number that you have to draw from. So one of the things that, you know, I work with when it comes in and people are doing income planning is actually run those options and show you in an income graph what your cash flow is going to look like under that scenario. But you really need to talk things through, because if you can't live in the house, basically you got to put the house up for sale or pay that reverse mortgage balance off at that point. You're hard at work at something, I can tell.
I'm looking up some stuff on reverse mortgages as you're talking, because they're actually fascinating to me. As we all grow older, we think of different options. And it makes so much sense for certain people, and other people it may not. But to come to a workshop that you would put together with a reverse specialist that can answer all those questions, you'll find out if you can actually take money out of reverse mortgage to invest in something else.
And if you're sitting there and you're like me and my mom's house is paid off, it's a house that I don't want after she leaves it, I can't talk her into doing it. And it's, you know, because take the money out, use it while you can, and have a better standard of living now.
Better lifestyle, correct.
But I can't seem to get her over the edge on that. And I imagine there's a lot of people like me with their parents, and in the back of their mind, they see it as their job of passing that on to their kids. So this is a good time to sit down with your kids, sit down with Mike Muir, our estate planning attorney, to make sure that all your wishes are done. He'll review your will and your trust and actually help you out with this. But talk it through and find out exactly what, you know, your wishes are for that house and what your kids would want, and come up with a good solution now so that it's not a burden for anybody over the next 10 or 15 years.
That makes so much sense. People still tend to think that if you do a reverse mortgage, you give up ownership of the property, and you do not. You keep ownership of the property. You just use your equity. Using it as a last resort, that's false. It can enhance your lifestyle. It can actually be your sound financial plan to do a reverse, so you know where your money is going to and where what you want to utilize it for. There are certain requirements you have to have. You do have to live in the property a certain time frame out of the year. But those are things, like Robert was saying, get together with your kids or come to a workshop. Your kids, you, and a few professionals that can answer your questions to see if it's a good option or not.
And I'll tell you what, if we get some interest, we'll put together that workshop. If you would be interested in attending, give us a call, 400-6521, 400-6521. Or you can go to the face or our website, moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, and just put it in there in the ask a question section. We'll be happy to put you on the list and get that put together as fall starts to come around the corner. The summer activities start to slow down. It's a great time then to kind of finish the planning out for the year and slow down and take a look at some of this stuff. So 400-6521, 400-6521 is the number to give us a call. So what are the options with money? I mean, how can they take it out on a reverse? They can pay off an existing mortgage. What's the lump sum thing? I know you have to wait a year to get, you get half now and half after a year or something like that.
You can almost design these to fit your needs, and it is part of designing the whole loan. A reverse mortgage, to you can take different, you can take a lump sum out, you can take it in monthly payments, you can set that up, but I am not an expert at that. I can tell you what you can do on a cash out refi, or if you want to take money out of your house on a rehab loan, on a renovation refinance. But the specifics on the reverse, I would refer to our reverse specialist.
Okay. Well, again, if you would like to get involved with a class that would cover the reverse mortgages, 400-6521, 400-6521. One of the things that we've talked about a little bit is the refurbish your house.
Renovation
loans. And kind of go into what would go into that as well. You mean you're basically doing a new loan, but you get to, how do you base the value on a future appraisal?
So there's a couple different types of renovation loans. One you can do on a purchase, when you purchase a house, or you can actually do one on a refinance. And if you go to purchase a house and you find, for instance, a location, and you find a house that maybe only has 1.5 baths, and you really want it to have 2.5 baths, you could actually purchase the house for the $300,000 it's listed at, and then put your down payment down of, say, 10%. So you're putting $30,000 down, and then you can borrow the amount over that to refurbish, or we call it renovate, the home. So if you wanted to do a kitchen remodel and add a bathroom and it was $35,000, we would give you the $35,000 over and above your $270,000 loan and give it out in draws, kind of like a mini construction loan.
Okay. And I've got to think that, as we've talked about with this housing market being so short in demand, people are trying to look to spruce it up. They see the value in their houses increasing. They're feeling more comfortable. The economy feels more comfortable. It is something I think a lot of people could be taking a look at.
We're actually seeing some people doing a renovation refinance in order to get their home to get top dollar for the home when they sell. So if they're thinking they need to update their home, they may want to refinance and put that money into it now to update it instead of asking a lower sales price for the property as is. It just depends on the house and the extent.
That's all them stupid DIY shows on TV. Yeah. It's got everybody convinced you got to remodel to almost brand new to sell your house.
But it really does. It really works from a standpoint of you find a house and it's the location, but it's just not the home you want. You can make it into your dream home. Those loans have a little bit more fees involved, and they require it to be owner-occupied. On a conventional loan, it has to be an owner-occupied home on a single-family unit, or you can actually do an investment property renovation loan, buy a fixer-upper, fix it up through the financing, and then rent it out for income. The interest rates are about an eighth to a quarter more than a non-renovation loan conventionally, and FHA offers them also. And those rates are about a quarter to three-eighths more than a normal loan.
And how much down do you have to have for those?
On an FHA loan, you only have to have 3.5% down. On an investment property, it has to be 20%.
Okay.
And then on an owner-occupied conventional loan, it's 5%. So you can really get a pretty darn good deal. It's much cheaper to do a renovation loan than do a construction loan after the fact.
Price-wise, in talking to realtors, have people gotten a little too cocky with what they think the value of their house is and have priced it out of the market?
That's a really good question, and you see me smiling and almost laughing with that question. We see everything. We see people offering their homes because they've lived in them for 30 years and really want to move, and they're pretty low, and they're actually under the value of the market. And then we see sellers that think their homes are worth more and trying to stay ahead of the appraised values of the homes. I've just started seeing some low appraisals coming in, and they are because the homes are being listed for more than what we really think they should be worth.
Yeah, that's got to be a shocker. But especially in this area, it seems the magic point's about $350,000. Once you kind of get over that mark, it's a lot tougher market to find comparisons on and those types of things compared to, you know, that 250 to 325 area, which seems to be the hottest thing going right now.
Well, the market has moved up the range of where we're seeing multiple offers in a day, and sellers putting a home on the market and saying, we're going to take offers up to 5 o'clock tomorrow and we'll take highest and best. So we're seeing crazy stuff, and it's really happening, and people are taking cash offers or they're taking offers with more money down. And we see sometimes people adding in a love letter that the realtor will request to go in with the offer as to why they want to buy the property.
People are out there laughing at this. It works.
It really works.
Because I bid on one of those. When we sold our rental property a year and a half ago or something, they put this in there and they got their kids in there and all this stuff. And it wasn't so much what they wrote. I mean, it was nice. But I looked down and I recognized the last name. And it was from a family I grew up with. So, you know, that caught my attention. You want to try and help out people that, you know, their kids that you grew up with their parents or know their parents or something like that. So it's not out of the realm. It does work.
What people tend to forget is that buying a home, selling a home is very emotional. It's emotional on both ends. And if you can stir the emotions in your direction, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I would just suggest rely on the suggestion of your realtor. because they will know, get an idea of the flavor of the seller, I'll say, from the seller's realtor.
So if people want to refinance or purchase, when do they need to get a hold of you? What kind of stuff do they need to have ready to get going and then go shop?
So in a either doing a purchase or a refinance, you want to know if you're going to be qualified or not. And we call that pre-qualifying. We also will issue pre-approvals if we have certain documentation. And that's what Robert's alluding to. So we need to get information from you as to name, birth date, marital status, your social security number, how much income you have, where you live. And we need a 2-year history of employment and residence. We will then ask you to back that up by 30 days of pay stubs, 2 years of W-2s, tax returns for 2 years, and bank statements for the last 2 months. We'll also ask for a copy of your photo ID so we can prove you're not a terrorist, which I'm not sure how we really can tell that by your photo or not, but that's one of those things the government has us do. And it seems like a lot of documentation, but really what we're trying to do is just verify the authenticity backing up the information you give us.
Plus you get a solid number as to where you can shop and don't go to the $1 million house at the Parade of Homes first. And then everything else you look at is way below that level and you get frustrated.
Correct. And if you go to a realtor and ask to be shown homes, they will ask you, their first question usually is, have you been pre-qualified? Because they don't want to show you homes that are above your range.
Yeah, but people sneak into them anyway.
Yeah.
All right, if you'd like to get in touch with Mary, the number is 400-6521, 400-6521. Or you can visit us on the website, moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. And we've got Mary, myself, doing investments, retirement planning, and Michael Muir, the estate planning attorney. And like I mentioned earlier, with that plan, we can all work together to help, you know, meet whatever the needs is, whether it's to help your parents with a reverse mortgage, you with a mortgage, your 401k, you've just retired, you need to roll that over, a lot of different things. So feel free to visit the site. We've got information for everybody on there and would love to sit down and talk with you. Consultations are always free. And again, that number is 400-6521. And I look forward to seeing you next Saturday or Sunday morning.
The opinions voiced in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. Individuals should always consult their own tax or financial advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genos Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.